Does theistic evolution reconcile faith and science? Kirby Anderson examines this view and finds it lacking. Now on Probe.
This week we'll be looking at the research done by Probe staff member Steve Cable on the subject of theistic evolution and the writings of Dr. Francis Collins. Dr. Collins is the recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom for cataloging the complete human DNA sequence. He put forth his views on science and Christianity in his 2006 book, The Language of God. Could his theistic evolution view resolve the apparent conflict between modern science and the Bible? This week we will examine this belief and his arguments for it. Collins grew up an agnostic, but became an atheist in his student years. At 26, he took on the task of proving Christianity false. Like many before him, this hopeless task resulted in accepting Christianity as true, Jesus as God in the flesh, bringing us eternal life. Now, in his role as a medical researcher into the genetics of man, he found himself dealing in a world where many questioned the validity of Christian thought as anti-science. These conflicting forces led him to develop views reconciling the current positions of science and the truths of the Bible. As Collins states, if the existence of God is true, not just tradition, but actually true, and if certain scientific conclusions about the natural world are also objectively true, then they cannot contradict each other. A fully harmonious synthesis must be possible. And certainly this statement is one that we should all agree on if we can agree on which scientific conclusions are objectively true. His resulting beliefs rest on the following premises: that God formed the universe out of nothingness 14 billion years ago. Its properties appear to have been precisely tuned for life. The precise mechanism of the origin of life remains unknown. Once evolution got underway, no special supernatural intervention was required. Humans are part of this process, sharing a common ancestor with the great apes, and that humans are unique in ways that defy evolutionary explanation, pointing to our spiritual nature. Rather than interceding as an active creative force, God built into the Big Bang the properties suitable for receiving the image of God at the appropriate time. Purely random mutations and natural selection brought about this desired result. Being outside of time, God would know that this uninvolved approach would result in being suitable to receive the breath of life. Tomorrow we'll look at why Collins chose this view rather than other views of creation.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, Theistic Evolution, go to probe.org. Then join us next time as we help you discover the truth that will set you free here on Probe.